We all know the feeling. You're cruising along the highway late for a meeting, and suddenly everyone comes to a complete standstill.
Well, so semi-truck broke down on the left shoulder now near Ann Street, and that's all it took to make a four-mile backup.
So you sit, and you wait, and you daydream your escape. How simple it would be if only your car could sprout wings and fly away. For inventor Paul Mahler, that's not a dream anymore. After 30 years and nearly $50 million, Mahler is about to unveil a hybrid vehicle that's part car, part plane.
It's called by the press a sky car, and that's fine with us. At the same time, the FAA would call it a powered lift aircraft.
And some are calling it the future of transportation. Mahler's invention looks a lot more like a jet than a car. It's sleek and shiny, with engines flanking the bubble-top passenger compartment. The Skycar seats four and gets about 20 miles per gallon, but it's not meant to totally replace the automobile. Instead, it's designed primarily for trips of 50 miles or more. It'll cruise at 25,000 feet, traveling about 350 miles per hour.
It is an aircraft. It is an aircraft that can drive. But the important thing is that it can take off and land vertically and is designed to be safe and low cost.
Vertical takeoffs and landings eliminate the need for runways. But Mahler says the real key to putting a flying car in every driveway is automation.
If it's going to be used universally by everybody, it needs to be essentially completely automated. By that I mean not only is the aircraft electronically controlled at all times, but the aircraft's position in the airway network where other vehicles like this will be flying would also be completely controlled. You will be, in fact, a passenger. You won't be a pilot.
It would be easy to dismiss this kind of talk as nothing more than a futuristic fantasy, but not when you hear who's taking it seriously. Dennis Bushnell is chief scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia. Bushnell estimates there's a $1 trillion a year market for flying cars. He envisions companies like FedEx using robotic delivery vehicles. There'll be flying jeeps for the military and, of course, flying cars for personal transportation.
We think that the information technology revolution now enables an automatic personal air vehicle, which totally revolutionizes the market and makes it available for use by small children and the aged and the inebriated and various other people.
As we edge closer to the year 2000, it seems only fitting that someone's finally taking the flying car concept from sci-fi fantasy to reality. But what you might not know is that it's happened before. In fact, there have been several flying cars designed over the years, beginning as early as 1917. Dick Nepinski is with the Experimental Aircraft Association in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where a 1940s aero car is on display. Its passenger compartment looks much like a regular car, with attached silver wings that fold out for flight and fold back when you're ready to hit the road.
This was a design that was quite practical and a design that was certainly worthy of flight. But it was never an idea that really took hold for mass production.
Only five aero cars were ever built, but NASA's Dennis Bushnell says today's sky car could be commonplace within 20 years. And Bushnell says flying cars will be good for the environment because you won't have to build new roads and people will be able to live wherever they choose.
A good thing in the sense of pollution because it no longer channels pollution into specific areas where it builds up to a critical, unhealthy mass, like south of San Francisco, like in the L.A. Basin.
But taking a page from history, the Experimental Aircraft Association's Dick Nepinski wonders if the sky car will get bogged down with the same technicalities that doomed earlier versions of the flying car. Issues like who'll regulate a vehicle that both flies and drives, how will airspace be defined, and who'll maintain the flying cars and ensure that they're safe.
And those items, I think, may be the devil in the details after the actual flying has been proven to be airworthy and practical.
The sky car is slated to begin test flights any day now, and inventor Paul Mahler promises we'll get a peek at it by the end of the year. The initial cost of the sky car is expected to be a cool million, but if the idea takes off, flying car supporters say it's possible mass production could bring prices down as low as $40,000. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.